Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. Let's get right into it. The Nasdaq hits a new all-time high, and then, poof, it all vanished. What a bizarre, two-faced session.
It was a classic fade. The market showed its hand early, pushed to new highs, but there was zero conviction behind it. You could feel the anxiety in the air. Everyone is just holding their breath for that CPI inflation report tomorrow morning.
So this was just one big holding pattern?
Exactly. The market was digesting a ton of headlines, Fed talk, tariffs, geopolitics, but none of it really mattered. The late-day sell-off, especially on that spike in volume around 3:30 p.m., tells you big players were reducing exposure. They weren't willing to hold big, risky positions overnight into the inflation number.
Let's dig into the sectors, because the semiconductor space was a wild ride today.
A total mess! It was the perfect example of the market's confusion. You had Micron coming out with fantastic guidance, a huge positive signal for memory chips. That stock flew. Then you had Intel getting a pop on news of a White House visit. But the giants, Nvidia and AMD, were getting dragged down by that report they might have to give up a piece of their China revenue.
So the whole sector just chopped around and went nowhere?
Pretty much. The semiconductor index, the SOX, tried to rally but ended up closing in the red. It shows that even with good news from a name like Micron, the bigger macro and geopolitical stories are weighing on the leaders. We also saw that classic defensive rotation, money flowing into consumer staples and utilities. That's a risk-off signal.
Speaking of risk-off, let's talk about the day's biggest disaster. Monday.com, ticker MNDY. The company beats on earnings and revenue, and the stock collapses nearly 30%. What happened there?
This is a brutal lesson in what the market cares about right now. It's not about the past, it's about the future. Yes, their second quarter was great, but their guidance for the rest of the year was conservative. They basically told Wall Street that the second half of the year might be weaker than expected.
But their customer metrics look so strong. Big customers grew 46%, and they're keeping the ones they have. Doesn't that count for anything?
In a different market, maybe. But right now, any hint of a slowdown, especially in a high-growth, high-multiple software stock, is a death sentence. The market is saying, we don't care that your business was good. We're terrified that your management sees trouble ahead. It's a classic case of a beat and lower, and the punishment was severe.
Got it. So let's get tactical for traders listening. What setups are you watching that are already working? The continuation plays.
We're looking for strength. Costco is a great example. It's a market leader that held up well and closed strong near its highs. We're watching for a push through that $990 level. I also like the look of eBay. It's not a flashy name, but the chart is showing consistently increasing volume and bullish momentum. A break over 9550 could get it going.
Okay, so those are the names with momentum. What about the ones that are coiling up, the anticipation setups?
This is where you can find great risk to reward. I've got my eyes on Amazon. It's been building a nice, tight base right around $220. A confirmed breakout over 221.50 could be the trigger for a run toward 223. Another one is Shopify. It keeps knocking on the door of that $149 resistance level. If it can finally break through with some real volume, it has a lot of room to run.
And I saw Home Depot on the watch list as an anticipation play. What's the thinking there?
That's a pure CPI play. It's a major consumer discretionary name that's been consolidating. If tomorrow's inflation number comes in cooler than expected, it could signal that the consumer is still healthy, and names like Home Depot could catch a strong bid.
All right, let's do some quick hits before we wrap. Any upgrades or downgrades that stood out?
The double downgrade on the trade desk was significant. Seeing two firms, HSBC and Jefferies, turn cautious on a former market leader is a red flag. On the positive side, an upgrade to buy on SoundHound A. I might bring some attention to that name.
Finally, give us the lines in the sand for the indexes. What are the key levels everyone should have on their charts for SPY and QQQ heading into the CPI print?
It's very clear. For the S&P 500 ETF SPY, support is down at 635. That level absolutely has to hold. Resistance is the high from today, around 636.88. For the NASDAQ ETF QQQ, the must-hold support is 572. To the upside, the ceiling is 574.28. Tomorrow's number will likely decide which of those levels breaks first.
A nervous market waiting for the catalyst. It's going to be a pivotal session. That's all the time we have for Next Day Prep. Trade smart, and we'll see you tomorrow.